Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kevin, I think one of the things is you start getting locked in on, we need a safety in the first round.
Yep.
Or we need a defensive tackle. And where are we going to find that guy? And then you find a person and you say to yourself, all right, that's the person that we have to go get. How do we get there? Last year, Ed Oliver was the one. He was a top 10, and I was like, how do we get in the top 10, Kevin? Get me there. I want Ed Oliver. Still think we should have done it, but that being said, it's one of those like, it's one of those things where I'm like, I want to go get that player, but I don't want to trade any assets to go get something that I can use those assets for, right?
Sure.
So Blogger and the Boys put together a fantastic piece here. You should check it out on what the Cowboys should do in each round. Here are their thoughts with defensive tackle. Okay. Because you want a defensive tackle.
Yes.
Have you read the Javon Kinlaw story yet?
No.
Dude, check it out. I think it's on NFL.com. This dude had some life on the streets, and he's dealt with some stuff along the way, but he's had some great people really, it makes some good impressions on him.
Obviously, like, certainly the logic is you want somebody who's just a quality football player, but do you like those stories knowing that if you had to fight through all of that just to make it, like, what are you going to do to stay?
I've always loved, and I think it was Seneca, B.C.
Said, not Seneca Wallace?
To see a man truly succeed is to see him struggle through adversity. Because I think you always, you overcome something. You learn about yourself.
Sure.
And that's one of the reasons, like, when a team struggles, I know a lot of people are like, that means because they're not good enough. I think sometimes when you struggle, you're just trying to figure it out. And, you know, sometimes we all struggle. But Javon Kinlaw has a fascinating story. He's going to be number in the first round.
Okay.
However, he might go at, like, 13. So they said hold your breath for a defensive tackle. Here's their suggestion. Based on the layout of talent, you got a number of names. Ross Blacklock and Justin Madubuki.
Oh, out of A&M?
Yeah.
I thought he was a second rounder.
And
yeah.
Raekwon Davis. Those are the guys in the first three rounds.
Yeah.
Ross and Justin are in the second round. However, they're probably not going to be there for you in the second round. You're a little too low to get one of those two guys. Raekwon Davis, nice option at 81, but is he going to drop that far? So the way it looks with defensive tackle, every defensive tackle you might have to move up to get there, or you draft them in a round early, like Broadus always says, because you're going to have, if you want that guy that badly, they're not going to be there when you have them slotted.
Right.
So with Javon Kinlaw, he might not be there. Are you willing to move up a couple spots to get him?
It kind of reminds me a little bit from a couple of years ago with Derwin James. Like, we all talk so much about Derwin James, and you're like, yeah, but in reality, he's not going to be there.
And what happened?
And then he got closer and closer and closer, and I felt like the countdown was going every single pick. Maybe it'll be like a Kinlaw kind of deal. Yeah.
And that's Aaron Donald. Right? Aaron Donald was the same for me.
So
like, you and I sat there watching that draft, and I was like, dude, we're about to get Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, bam, right before we got a chance.
We didn't.
So with your defensive tackle position, you're just going to have to hold your breath and see what happens. But again, Kevin, we talked about this. The flexibility of your plan should allow you to make the right decision whenever something falls in your lap. So if one of these guys is there, you snag them and say, all right, let's go with this thing. But you also have built your offseason while signing free agents to make sure you've secured some players before you go in there. Their number two point, safety options are available in each round.
So it doesn't have to be 17, 17, 17.
And I can't wait to get Kavanaugh and Broadus' thoughts about this. In the first round, they got Xavier McKinney at 16 and Grant Delpit at 23. In the second round, they have Ashton Davis out of California at 45 and Antoine Winfield Jr. at 47. right there around where you're picking in the second round.
Okay.
And then in the third round, they have Kyle Duggar out of Lenore Ryan and Brandon Jones out of Texas. So at 84 and 88, those are all reasonable picks that you could get your safety so you don't have to get it in the first round. You can stay the course, let your guy come to you, and just snag them up. Now, obviously what happens is you meet people and you start scratching them off the list. You watch them play and you're like, they're good. But did you hear what Al Harris said yesterday?
I didn't.
Or Al Harris, he's the new cornerbacks coach, the new secondary coach. And they said, is there a certain kind of player that you like to have, a certain kind of build, a certain kind of frame? And he said, I'm looking for football players. And they were talking to him about that, and they said, well, how do you handle that? And he said, you get them in the room, and I'll take care of the rest from there. So, like, he's very confident in what he did with the Kansas City Chiefs and how he worked with Andy Reid and seeing how he goes about his business. He's very confident that whoever the players are, he'll be able to get them. He's not trying to specifically say, I want this kind of guy. But when these interviews go along, Kevin, you start scratching guys off the list. That being said, there are six options right there at safety in rounds 1, 2, and 3. So I think you can feel comfortable taking any of them, especially if, again, a defensive tackle's there in the first round for you.
Okay.
Number 3. There are some nice cornerback and wide receiver options on day 2.
Yeah, and the wide receiver we addressed earlier is, I've heard, super deep wide receiver draft, so that makes sense.
This is a very, very deep wide receiver draft.
Okay.
And they have, in the cornerback world, because you kind of feel like they're going to move on from Byron Jones.
Correct.
Because it's Quinn, right?
I mean, and it goes back to, I know it was just one soundbite, and that might just be the way he talks, but when you heard Will McClay, he's like, yeah, I mean, he's an NFL caliber player. You're like, wait, what? And then he was like, look, salary cap's tough, and you got to figure out a way to pay people. I don't know. It really sounded like I'm paraphrasing, obviously, but it really sounded like there's no shot he's coming back.
So when it comes to cornerback, if you need to make an investment there, they have Christian Fulton going in like the 12 area, but he could slide to you, all right? And that's your kid out of LSU. He's a senior, 6 foot, 200 pounds, and LSU is defensive back university, they claim.
Yeah.
So that's a guy you could take in the first round. But on day two, they have 3 different guys, including Trayvon Diggs out of Alabama. And then on in round 3, they got Bryce Hall out of Virginia and Darnay Holmes out of UCLA, a couple other names as well. So that's 7 names they have in the first 3 rounds that are going to be kind of near you on that day. Now, I know we talked about wide receiver in the first round, but you can pass up on wide receiver and cornerback again, so it kind of allows you to focus on defensive tackle.
And maybe safety.
Yeah, at the top of the draft, because, like you said, maybe safety, because if you have a couple of guys in the second round at defensive tackle that might be available for you, then you take your safety, take your defensive tackle, and we move on about our business and get a guy on in the third round as a receiver, because here's some options for you.
Or I was going to say, could it always feed into what we talked about and that we'll get into tomorrow about what it would cost you or what you would get for trading up or trading down?
Yeah, and see, I think that Jerry does an amazing job at the sliding scale of trading up and trading down. He has in the past. Has he done it very well lately? Have he and Steven done that very well lately? Just
have to give
moving up and down
thought.
A couple of picks. Well, here are the options in the first, second, and third round at receiver. Henry Ruggs, who I know we talked about explosive speed there. Chenault from Colorado. That dude right there, 6'2", 220. He's got some polishing to do on his routes, but he can catch the ball. Justin Jefferson, T. Higgins, Donovan Peoples-Jones, Denzel Mims, and Van Jefferson. Those are the 3 in the third round. So you have 8 options there in the wide receiver room, and that doesn't even include maybe CeeDee Lamb that falls a little bit, or maybe Judy is available to you if you want to move up to go get him. So that's what they should do there. They say at tight end, they should make other plans.
Oh, good.
Make other plans. They need to find a reliable blocker somewhere, but they shouldn't have to spend any pricey draft capital to accomplish that.
Yes, that is 100% what I think.
They have 4 in the third round. And don't the Cowboys have a third round compensatory pick from Cole Beasley, or is that a 5th round?
I
think it's a 5th round pick. So they have, but they do have 4 tight ends in the third round that are available. Is that too high of a price for you to pay?
Yes.
What if you can take your compensatory pick and move up to the third? No?
I do not want to spend any significant draft capital on a tight end.
What if Thaddeus Moss is there?
Nope.
Did you not see what Thaddeus Moss did in the championship game,
No
Kevin?
Conceivable real draft capital on it. They take someone in the seventh round, that's fine. We got Jarwin. Let's give it a shot.
All right, fine.
And, oh, he's not a good blocker. Okay, what the hell are you paying Zeke and all these offensive linemen for? Zeke's supposed to be one of the best blocking running backs in the league. We got supposedly the best offensive linemen in the league, and we can't figure it out? Okay.
This is not a deep tight end draft. Like, last year you had starters coming out of the tight end crop, right?
Yeah.
The year before we had some starters, but that's not there. All right, this is the last part, Kevin, and I don't know how you feel about this, but I told you earlier today this is a key part of your strategy. Listen, you got Dorrance Armstrong, right? You got Tank. How do you feel on the edge? Can you add another edge rusher?
I mean, you might have to, so I'm definitely curious.
They have two that might be available in the first round, two that might be available in the second round, and three in the third round that might be available that you can just say, hey, slide in there and learn. Just like Dorrance Armstrong has had some time to learn and grow. You just keep adding that in. I think you need to always be ready. If a quality edge rusher is there, I think you always need to be ready to say, okay, yeah, I'll take that person too, because it just adds potency to your defensive line. Plus, look what San Francisco did. San Francisco just kept adding edge rushers and then said, okay, you're big enough to play defensive tackle, and we're going to throw you in there and play defensive tackle now. Now, sometimes that screws you over when they run past your defensive tackle like Damian Williams did, but I think that if you keep doing that, you keep stocking that thing up with young, fast, strong guys in the defensive line, that you're going to benefit there. So there's your draft strategy, Kevin. I just laid the entire plan out for you.
All right.
How do we get it done?
I mean, we can just send a podcast over to the Star, and then I think they'll be like, oh, these are a lot of logical points. Let's just do all of this.
Would they immediately hire us as their strategists?
I don't think they can afford me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, because of what we're doing here at the Fan?
Sure.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of heart and soul dedicated to the Fan.
That is true. Can I throw out a couple of quick college football notes that I know you're dying to know? Is that Florida State and LSU announced that they're going to play a two-game neutral site series in 2022 and 2023 during Labor Day. So that's going to kick off those seasons in a really fun way. And then I have to bring this up because everybody knows I despise this human being, is a cornerback and a safety for Ohio State were charged last night with first-degree rape and kidnapping.
Oh, man.
For an incident at their apartment. Obviously, this is terrible. We'll see what happens with the case. The accusations themselves are terrible, and you will not be surprised to know whatsoever, but both of these players were recruited by then Ohio State coach Urban Meyer, because that is what he does. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, you mentioned Byron Jones. Where will the top 25 NFL free agents end up? Are we losing anybody or getting anybody really good? Talk about it next on The Fan.
Look, not all of Shippy's dad jokes are going to be winners, all right?
Hey.
Oh, I like that one.
You like that one?
Thanks, Kevin.
877-881-1053. What did you think about that one in particular? Sorry, Shippy.
I loved it.
Kevin, you asked the question about tonight, about the Mavericks game tonight.
Give it a K-9 out of 10.
Oh, I love it.
You asked whether or not, is everybody expecting that Luka just saves this thing?
Yeah.
And I'm curious as to what your your thoughts. I know tonight is the first game back, but do you think, I think that Luka is this team's swagger.
No, sure. But there are a couple of things. Is like, Luka doesn't across the board upgrade this team's defense. Luka,
but he on offense, he's so good that it makes the defense better.
Yeah.
Because he runs away.
But that hasn't always played out in some of these key games. And then the other thing is he doesn't help with the fact that, and sometimes he's guilty of this too, I know it's tough to hear, that they're the worst team in the league in the clutch. And that's a problem that I just don't know how to fix.
All right. Well, hopefully Michael Kidd-Gilchrist can...
Yes. Defensively, I agree with
earn
that.
Earn 60 minutes a night defensively, even if he doesn't contribute on offense.
Okay.
We'll see what happens tonight. We'll talk about it tomorrow for sure, as we have two more days, Kevin, two more days before we are done giving away Rolling Stones tickets in the noon o'clock hour.
From the 817, what did this person think about that joke? It was possum.
All right, Kevin, we have
682 says, why is Corey dogging that joke?
Oh.
Boss is not going to be happy with y'all right now.
Do you think he's going to have to give us a pup talk?
Oh, my God. 25 destinations for free agents. 25 destinations for free agents this offseason.
So these are the top 25 free agents in the NFL per Yard Barker. And first of all, like, we can run through and see if you...
Did Barker? You just say Yard Barker?
Yeah, I swear that is unreliable. There is no way I would have known that that was going to be your joke, but that is hilarious.
I love it.
Eric Armstead, the defensive lineman. That do anything for you?
I mean, as a part of that unit...
Hit 10 sacks last
he
year.
He was really good as a part of that unit. Well, I mean, it helps whenever you have Bosa next year.
Sure.
As a part of that unit... I think he's great, but this is very similar to like the old 90s Cowboys when those guys were like, man, I'm going to go make my money in free agency. And then they found out they weren't as good as they thought they were.
Well, his free agency is going to get him ending up in Las Vegas. What about Shaq Barrett? Led the league in sacks last year with 19.5. That work for you?
No. Oh, well, hold on. How much is he going to need this year?
Oh, how much is he going to cost? Oh, my God. More than we got. So he's going to end up with the Falcons, which makes sense since they just moved on from Vic Beasley. Tom Brady. Where's the ideal spot for Tom Brady? I mean, he's obviously just going to go back to New England. But ideally, what would be the best spot for him?
Dallas.
The Chargers.
Let's go to Cleveland.
Not, no.
Shippy is all... Have you already looked up hotels in Cleveland, Shippy?
Yeah, yeah. I fell in love today.
Uh-huh.
Just in time for Valentine's Day.
Drew Brees? Where should Drew Brees go?
Drew Brees.
What are you doing right now?
All right, hold on.
What are you doing?
If we can't land.
Oh, my God.
If we can't land Tom Brady, I want Drew Brees.
You're a bad person, Corey, because you love New Orleans and you love Drew Brees. You should have said he should go back to the Saints.
He should go back to the Saints.
Well, that's what Yard Barker said, because they love the Saints more than you do.
Okay.
Teddy Bridgewater, they also think should go to the Chargers. So Yard Barker just wants the Chargers to load up on all of the quarterbacks. Anthony Costanzo, Jerry Seinfeld's best friend.
No, that's not. No, stop that. Where is he right now?
He is with the Colts. And they say
he stays there.
He should stay with the Colts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's one of your options, though, Corey. Jadeveon Clowney.
All right, listen, I'm very adamant about this, and I know you can get Quinn back, but if I have a little extra money to add Clowney, I will do it. I think Kevin, he's at a point now where he's very motivated to be on a championship contender, and he's very motivated to be part of the thing that's winning. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I've never been a huge Jadeveon Clowney fan, but if you're the Cowboys, I think you have to consider that for sure. I think he ends up back in Seattle though, because they have an MVP candidate on their team.
Ideally, Yard Barker says he ends up back in Seattle.
Told you,
Amari Cooper.
Ooh, Philadelphia.
Really?
What? Oh man, I absolutely love him in Philadelphia.
Wow.
Here's why I love him in Philadelphia. First off. Now we get that game twice a week, all right, or twice a season. Plus, we don't have to spend all that money on him, and we can use that pick. We can use a pick on the first-round wide receiver.
Well, bad news, Corey. They say he ends up back with the Cowboys.
Oh, okay.
Now,
hold on.
Amari just heard everything that you said.
Wouldn't you love to see that? Would you not love to see Amari Cooper playing for Philadelphia, and now we have to deal with that crap every two times a year?
And they have to deal with his lack of interest in football and injury
problems.
Or
the fact that he wants to have revenge games against the Cowboys. Like, that would be the most amazing drama. And we did it with T.O.
Yeah, give it a shot. I think we'd be okay. Jack Conklin, the right tackle with the Tennessee Titans.
Because
they have to pay Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry, maybe.
You know who really needs offensive linemen? Kyler.
Yes.
Kyler, I think that Kyler Murray needs some offensive linemen.
He best fit, Yard Barker says, the Cardinals. Melvin Gordon going to the Texans.
This, Kevin, is intriguing. That, like, if they could add Melvin Gordon, because Hyde was fine, right? Like, Hyde was good.
Melvin Gordon was fine at best.
I think Melvin Gordon's a far better running back than Hyde.
Okay.
And Duke Johnson. Sorry, Kavanaugh. But I would love to see this combination.
All right.
Plus, I mean, Ballers. You remember seeing him on Ballers? It was great.
I do not. Much like during the regular season, I figured he just didn't show up. A.J. Green. Would you like to see A.J. Green with the Raiders?
All right. That's that right there.
Hey, it, J.J.
No, not no, J.J. A.J. Green.
You and the Texans are fantastic.
No, the Raiders and the Bengals. The right that's team. Not even in Houston. Sorry that people Hasta are upset vista, about baby. Me wanting to send Amari to the Eagles. The Raiders always really take the old receiver.
Yeah.
Jerry Rice, Jordy Nelson, A.J. Green. Like, they always take that old receiver, and they're like, yes.
And I know he was young, but let's never forget about that one time they drafted Darius Hayward Bay. They're like, he's so fast. Hey, he can't catch.
And everybody had to look up who that was.
Yeah. They're like, oh.
Like, well, this is more of a day two or three guy.
Just like this last year when they took the guy at number four, and everyone was like, wait, huh? Okay. Anthony Harris, the safety. We've talked about Anthony Harris a couple different times.
If the Cowboys get Demarius Randall from Cleveland, that'll leave a vacated spot there.
So he could end up in Cleveland. Hunter Henry, the tight end for the Chargers, will go to the Redskins. Chris.
I don't want to see that. He gets hurt all the time, but Hunter Henry's good.
But he's going to be hurt.
He's hurt, but he's really good.
Chris Harris. A junior, one of the best quarterbacks in the league for some time. Is he still?
If Byron doesn't end up in Philadelphia, I think Chris Harris ends up in Philadelphia.
And I would support that because the last time they went after a cornerback who you thought was still had the ability to be elite turned out to be Nnamdi Asamoah, and that did not work out super well for them. Derrick Henry. Should Derrick Henry stay with the Titans?
Yes. No. No other team's built to use him the way that they are.
And teams, I think, are learning that you should not pay running backs, which I know Kavanaugh's like, yep. Austin Hooper, the tight end, going to the Broncos, or excuse me, going to the Packers.
Because we're getting Jimmy Graham?
No.
That's right, Shippy.
No.
We're getting Jimmy Hell Graham yeah. and his 33.8 yards per game.
No.
Okay.
What about Byron Jones? Should he stay with the
Philadelphia.
Cowboys? You infuriate. Ooh, Philadelphia. Yard Barker says he should go to the Broncos.
Ah, because of Drew Lock.
Oh, because Chris Harris is going to Philly.
Exactly.
Okay, so they're just
so
making.
He'll go to the Broncos.
The Broncos just downgraded at cornerback, I think.
Yeah, but think about what it's going to do for the confidence of Drew Lock. Drew Lock now knows he's never going to get picked off in practice. So
his confidence is going to go through the roof.
Exactly. Chris Jones.
The punter?
No, the defensive tackle for the Chiefs.
Oh, man.
He has 24 and a half sacks over the last 2 years.
I want Chris Jones to be on the Cowboys so bad.
How much are you willing to pay?
$98 million.
Would that be of all the free agents? Okay, well, that's too much. Would that be the number one person they would want to go after?
That would be at the top of my list. Actually, Clowney, then him. Oh, crap. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know.
Last two seasons, 24 and a half sacks and 5 turnovers forced, as well as a touchdown.
I want him. All right. Where is he going to go?
To
the Chiefs?
Colts.
Huh.
Sorry. Really? Yannick Ngakoue. Now, I think he's going to end up staying with the Jags. The Jags even said outside of moving away from this stupid state and moving to London,
what?
The number one thing we want to do is re-sign Yannick. Okay, they didn't say that first part. Just all of their actions have led us to believe that. Remember yesterday, Shad Khan said, we don't want to put pressure on the fans by having to support all the games.
Shad Khan.
So we agree that we should move some away. That's an actual thing that he actually said. Yard Barker's got Ngakoue going over to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Phillip Rivers. Where should Phillip Rivers go?
Daycare.
That's where he's... Yeah.
He should go on a family vacation. All right? Like, that's where he should go.
Then where is he going to play? Because he needs money for that family vacation. Him and Cromartie.
Well, didn't he just move to Tampa?
Yes.
So just play in Tampa, bro.
They already got a better quarterback.
Who?
Fantasy-wise.
Jameis?
That's right.
Well, they got this. If they get him, they'll be the same quarterback.
Emmanuel.
But Bruce Arians did say, if we can win with Jameis, we can win with anybody.
That's an exact quote from him. Emmanuel Sanders.
Does it not make sense for him to come back to San Francisco?
Probably, but he keeps talking about everyone thinks he's super old, so he's going to end up with the Patriots.
He is, what, 33?
Brandon Scherff going to the Bears. Ryan Tannehill staying with the Titans.
No way.
Yeah, man, they need him.
You hear about his agent?
He already advanced further in the playoffs than Romo.
You know he hired the same agent that is the agent for the GM of the Titans.
Oh, well, that just
is that a smart move?
Yeah, then he's gonna stay. Then he just needs to talk to himself. He'll be fine. Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston.
This is fascinating.
First player ever with 30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions, which he did in the last play of the season in overtime by throwing a pick six.
That'd be a great 30 for 30 on
yes.
30 for 30.
Jameis Winston, 30 for 30, 30 for 30.
I will say that Jameis Winston to the Colts, Jacoby Brissett, I know I liked him.
They think he sucks.
Him and Tom Brady had very similar numbers this year.
Man. But the Colts owner, I think he came out and goes, look, we signed him for 2 years for a reason. We had to do some research. So pretty much saying he's the worst. Jameis Winston to the Colts. And finally, Dak Prescott, 40-24 as a starter. Never missed a regular season game. Where should he go?
Miami.
What are you doing right now?
What?
Why are you trying to get rid of Dak Prescott?
I want to keep Dak Prescott around. All right? It's just
sure they would win a Super Bowl.
He's going to have to elevate. I know I like him. I think he's good, but he's going to have to elevate the rest of the team and be capable of being the guy whenever everything else goes wrong. That's the only, because you're not going to be able to spend on free agents. You're not going to be able to spend, so you're going to have to hope that you continue to draft well.
The good news is for Yard Barker, they say Dak Prescott will, of course, stay with the Dallas Cowboys, which I think we all anticipate. I know we've thrown scenarios out there. I would legitimately be shocked if Dak Prescott left the team. Like,
it'll be the biggest story in sports.
Yes, for sure. Agreed. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with the G-Bag Nation right here on 105 Through the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.